Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. Have you ever heard someone share what their childhood was like and think, now I know why they are like they are? At Teen Challenge, we often have students share their stories with other people. This is done for several reasons. Number one, many times it gives hope to those who are listening. Whenever someone shares what their life was like and compares it to the new life they have found in God, it gives hope to those who are listening. Hope for themselves and also hope for their loved ones who may still be struggling in their addiction. Number two, we can be forgetful people. It's common for us to forget things like how bad life was, and sharing our stories helps us to remember what God has done in our lives. I remember one young lady share some of her experiences as a young child and how her parents used to feed her drugs for entertainment value and watch as she reacted and convulsed under the influence. She was eventually removed from her home and raised by other family members. When she was done telling her story, I remember thinking, if I had grown up in her home and had been treated the way she had been treated, well, then I would have ended up in addiction the same way she was. I meet people on the streets, and I'm surprised as they tell their stories and hear how they were once successful business owners, family members, or community leaders. It's easy to judge people we don't know, but when we care enough to hear their story, we can have compassion for them in their situation. Often we want to help people who are struggling, but how do we do that without enabling them? I'd like to recommend an overly simple test to determine if we're enabling someone or helping them. If your assistance is helping them improve their life situation in the long run, then you're likely helping them. But if you're assisting someone and the person is not getting better or is actually getting worse, then you may be enabling them. An easy example is handing cash out your car window to somebody panhandling on the street corner. This can be done with compassion and with hope that the person gets help and off the street. Usually this is not the case. If you look around town, we have many panhandlers who have been doing this for years, and their condition is worse than it was many years before. There are exceptions, but in general, I do not recommend giving cash out the window of your car. Compare that with someone whose family showed tough love and had their loved one who was struggling in their addiction check into a recovery program. If you really want to help the people in need, I would encourage you to support one of the groups that is making a difference in your community. I recently dropped by the St. Vincent de Paul's free food program. Robert and Mary are amazing people with a group of volunteers that provide healthy meals for those who are hungry. Brian Hall and his team down at the Eureka Rescue Mission offer hope and help for those who are struggling. And of course, I believe in the ministry of Teen Challenge and have seen firsthand the lives that God has changed through this ministry. So as you head into this weekend, I encourage you, help the people in our community. Just don't enable them. Well, thanks for listening. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.